Unit 4, Sign Language. There is one language that is in use in every country in the world. The people who use it are young and old, thin and fat, short and tall. It is everybody's second language. It is easy to understand, although you cannot hear it. It is sign language. When you wave to a friend who is across the street, you are using sign language. When you smile at someone, you are saying, "I want to be friendly," but you are not using speech. You are using sign language. When you raise your hand in class, you are saying, "Please ask me. I think I know the correct answer." Babies who cannot talk can point at things. They are using sign language. A policeman who wants to stop traffic holds up his hand. He is using sign language. Winston Churchill's famous V for Victory was sign language too. Many years ago, a French priest, Charles Michael de Lepay, became interested in education for deaf people. He invented a finger alphabet. It is still in use. People can make signs for letters and spell words with their hands, and deaf people can read and understand them. The priest who made up the finger alphabet also founded the first school for the deaf in Paris in 1760. Teachers and doctors who wanted to help deaf people went to Paris and learned Abbé de Lepay's system. Then they taught it to their students and patients. Soon there were schools for the deaf in many countries. Today, in the United States, there are special TV news programs for deaf people. The news reader tells the news in sign language. At the same time, the words appear on the TV screen. There is also a National Theater of the Deaf. Most of the actors in this group are deaf. They travel from city to city and do plays, readings, poems, and dances in sign language and pantomime. Two members tell the story or speak the lines during the performance. The actors in the Theater of the Deaf do not finger spell every word. Sometimes they use hand signs. When they put two hands together, it means sandwich. They can make a roof with their hands over their heads when they want to show house. One finger in front of an actor's mouth means quiet. With sign language, you can talk to people who are behind windows that are closed. And when you go swimming with your friends, you can have a conversation underwater.